So unless you guys have heard more, I have not, and I'm doing some research, and as I understand it, so about 1 o'clock this morning in Washington, a deal finally coming forth, Democrats and Republicans agreeing on whatever they're going to call. I'm not even sure if I know what the bill is called, stimulus of...
they don't actually know how it's going to be worded yet, because the final wording is still to be worked out.
Okay, that's what I wanted to verify, because last time I saw it says the full text of the deal... with specifics, not expected to be circulated until later on this morning.
Right.
Both, though, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are in agreement that suggests we have a bipartisan agreement. There was some rancoring going on about what both sides wanted, and apparently got enough for each other to get it passed.
So what happened? That's just the Senate.
That's just the Senate.
So what happens when it goes to Pelosi and company?
Well, from my reading is that they're going to try. They're going to push to get a unanimous consent. Although my reading, I saw an article in Politico this morning that says that some of the liberal members of Congress and some of the Freedom Caucus members are going to raise some objections. Might slow it down a little bit and maybe get something thrown in there that they want. And then they'll vote on it. Well, it doesn't seem like it's going to be... it's going to be protracted for a long time or anything like that. It's just, but a couple of things will be haggled about.
So the big question is how fast, once it gets pushed through, how fast can they get the money into the hands of the people that need it?
That was something else I was trying to find, but it's not probably when the full text of the bill is.
Tom Sullivan was talking about it yesterday. Apparently they're going to use the tax returns of 2018. Because a lot of people haven't done their 2019s yet. They're going to use the tax returns of 2018. Yeah. They have all the direct deposit accounts and everything of the people, and they're going to do it that way to get to a lot of the people. And then there are others that may not have had to file returns or whatever that they'll have to. Maybe they can use assistance rolls or something to determine who else is going to get it and how they're going to get it.
Yeah,
especially now since the tax deadline has been extended for this year.
I don't know. I just hope we'll see if there are any kinds of criteria placed on these corporations that are now asking for this bailout, especially the airline industry, which has just enjoyed massive profits through the last couple of decades. And what did they do in the meantime? They spent all that money on stock buybacks and dividends for their shareholders, never really rolling back the $25 or $30 hikes that they put on people who bring in their baggage or anything like that after 9/11, because they said, well, we'll just do this for the time being. They never took that away. They never took away other things. So I'm hoping we'll see if there are any kinds of, safeguards put on there for the American people to ensure, okay, if we're going to give you this money, you've got to do something for us.
And I think that I think that was one of the things that the Democrats were pushing for, was the oversight on that type of thing that you're talking about. While Republicans were saying, don't attach a bunch of things that you Democrats, we consider your pet projects. That was the give and take that was going on, if I understand correctly.
Yeah. And one more, just quick thing. I understand that the small businesses out there are struggling, and I'm glad to see that they're going to give them some interest-free loans. But they still have to pay those back. Why not make them grants?
And maybe they'll find out more about that in the... Because I know that's coming from the federal level, and there's stuff in there that from the Michigan level, too, about some of the small business loans that were going on unavailable.
Yeah, there are also some things that we'll have in the news where they are, like handing out $500 gift cards for some of these small businesses, et cetera, people that need help.
$2.5 trillion, is that what they're saying so far? Something like that?
I think that was the number I saw, Well, again, stay tuned later on when the full text, and yeah, it has to go through the House, but I think the Senate was going to be considered to be more the difficult one to pass through, so more to come, but at least that's what happened about 1 o'clock this morning. Well, most people were asleep.